Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker. I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also the producer and editor of Beyond Damascus, the podcast where encounter meets mission. And today on this Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter, we're going to be reflecting on the first reading. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attacks on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After afflicting them with many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook, all the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas, then brought him out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds, and then he and all of his family were baptized at once. He brought them up in the house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to the faith in God. When I read and reflect on this reading, this sounds almost like a middle school story. Like someone from like the middle school playground is telling me a story about like what they and their brothers did over the weekend. And it's just like, and then this thing happened, and then this thing happened, and then this thing happened. And it just makes me so excited because it sounds so ridiculous, but it's amazing because it goes from this like place of like Paul and Silas are being essentially tortured. They're being tortured by these people. And then they go to this place of praising the Lord in jail, and then that praise shakes the foundation of the building. Like it shakes the foundation of the jail so much so that all the doors fly open. I think it's what they say. Yeah. The doors all flew open and their chains were pulled loose. I'm surprised the building was still standing at that point. I'm surprised that the jailer was more so like, "Oh no, they're out," and not like, "What is wrong with my prison?" But we see that like in this moment, Paul had an option to get up and run. Like there were moments where Paul was like able to get up and go. But I don't think in this reading, we see God telling Paul to get up and go. Paul just stayed there in the presence of the Lord, worshiping, as to wait upon the Lord and his call. And because Paul waited, he saved a man's life and brought his whole family to the faith of God. And so in these moments where we may see spectacular things, or we may see God moving in a great way, that doesn't give us liberty to just do whatever we want. It actually calls us deeper into the presence of God to listen to what he's saying and what he's doing, because something greater can continue to happen. And so Jesus, I pray that as we go into this week of Easter, as we continue on in this week of Easter, I pray that we would be able to wait upon your word, even when we may see a clear direction, we would wait upon you and follow your word more and more closely each and every single day. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Acts. Again, my name is Jack Parker. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways you guys bless us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.